Four out of five Americans wake up dreading Monday morning. They drag themselves to jobs that pay the bills but drain their souls. Meanwhile, a small percentage of people, and certain rare companies, seem to operate on a different frequency entirely. They're energized, passionate, and deeply fulfilled. What separates these two groups? It's not talent, luck, or circumstances. It's clarity about something most of us have never articulated, our fundamental purpose. This isn't about finding your passion or following your bliss. It's about understanding the biological and psychological foundation of what makes you come alive. When you discover your why, everything shifts. Decisions become clearer, relationships deepen, and Monday mornings transform from something to survive into something that matters. Most organizations communicate from the outside in. We make great computers with beautiful design. Want to buy one? Apple flips it. We believe in challenging the status quo. We make beautifully designed products. Want to join us? That's why people tattoo their logo on their bodies. The golden circle has three concentric rings: why, purpose, how, approach, and what products. Great leaders communicate inside out, starting with why. This speaks directly to the limbic brain, the part that controls decisions and emotions but has no language capacity. That's why we can't explain why we love certain brands. Our gut decides, then our rational brain justifies it. Southwest democratizes air travel. Patagonia saves the planet. These companies attract believers who share their why, creating relationships beyond transactions. When your why is clear and authentic, you stop competing on price and start building a tribe. Emily walked into a high-stakes interview and did something unexpected. Instead of rehearsing clever answers, she led with her purpose. I strive to help people become the best version of themselves. She spoke about moments when she'd witnessed that transformation, her voice carrying genuine conviction. Before discussing qualifications, she'd already won the job. Her clarity of purpose set her apart from dozens of equally qualified candidates. Your why functions as a powerful decision-making filter. When a television production company articulated their purpose, to challenge conventional thinking and inspire creative solutions, they immediately resolved a hiring dilemma. A candidate had perfect credentials, but something felt off. Once they understood their why, the answer became obvious. He didn't share their beliefs about innovation and risk-taking. While businesses obsessively track profit margins, the why helps you manage critical intangibles: cultural fit, trust, inspiration, and alignment. For entrepreneurs, knowing your why articulates what makes you genuinely different and attracts team members who believe what you believe, a far stronger motivator than salary. For employees, understanding your why refreshes passion during difficult seasons and guides you toward organizations where you'll naturally thrive. When your actions align with your purpose, you tap into intrinsic motivation that makes challenges feel worthwhile, creating flow states where work becomes energizing rather than depleting. Your why isn't invented. It's discovered through formative experiences. The process requires a partner who's genuinely curious and objective, someone who can interpret patterns you can't see yourself. Gather at least 10 impactful stories using prompts. Who shaped you? When would you have worked for free? What childhood moments still resonate? Even trivial stories reveal truths. Todd once gave a child at a lemonade stand all his quarters, a simple gesture triggering overwhelming emotion. It was his first time genuinely putting someone else first, revealing his why, to ignite people's imaginations about what's possible so they can find motivation to do more. Share emotional details, not superficial facts. Vulnerability matters. Your partner identifies recurring themes, words, phrases, feelings. Together, select two themes, one representing your contribution, one capturing your impact. Draft your why statement, two, contribution, so that, impact. This structure ensures simplicity and focus on affecting others. The goal isn't perfection, it's authenticity. Test your why statement through the friends exercise. Ask close friends what they value about your friendship. When they describe how you make them feel, they reveal your why. Consistent patterns expose your core purpose. Let your statement breathe before refining. Scrutinize verbs and emotional impact words. They should energize you authentically. David transformed his vague to propel positive change so that people can live a more fulfilled life into to propel people forward so that they can make their mark on the world, replacing fuzziness with concrete imagery. Your why statement should be simple enough to remember, clear enough to grasp immediately, actionable enough to begin today, focused on your effect on others, and expressed affirmatively. The contribution is what you give. The impact is the difference it makes. Unlike shifting goals, your why is everlasting and universal. You don't have separate purposes for work and life. Colin Powell noted, "You can make solid decisions with 30% of information. Anything beyond 80% is overthinking." Start implementing your why in conversations and daily choices. Real-world testing provides invaluable refinement.
Organizations possess a why, a purpose beyond products and profits. The tribe approach helps groups articulate their collective purpose, revealing their culture at its natural best. A tribe can be an entire company, division, or team, any group sharing common values. The tribe-wide discovery requires 10 to 15 participants representing a diverse organizational cross-section with genuine passion and reasonably long tenure. These zealots provide 50 to 100 years of combined experience, offering rich historical context through meaningful stories. The process centers on three conversations: sharing moments of pride, identifying action verbs capturing their contribution, and exploring human impact. La Marzocco, an Italian espresso machine manufacturer, discovered their why: to cultivate relationships so that the lives of others are enriched. While they make coffee machines, their deeper purpose is bringing people together. The machines simply advance this cause. This why explained customer tattoos, craftsmen obsessing over hidden components, and hosting events welcoming competitors. When organizations discover their authentic purpose, it enables better decisions, stronger engagement, and more meaningful relationships.
Discovering your why transforms how you view opportunities and relationships. It becomes a filter, attracting people who share your beliefs while naturally screening mismatches. When you communicate your why clearly, you stop convincing everyone and start resonating with the right people, creating authentic connections based on shared values. Living your why might reveal uncomfortable truths, misaligned careers, draining relationships, or organizational disconnects. Start small. Make one decision today that aligns with your purpose, then another tomorrow. Momentum builds gradually. As organizations grow, they face the split, when why becomes fuzzy and focus shifts exclusively to measurable results. Combat this through storytelling, regularly sharing moments when you felt most fulfilled, reminding everyone why this work matters beyond metrics. Purpose-driven organizations consistently outperform profit-focused counterparts. Costco generated 800% returns over 10 years versus Walmart's 300%. Southwest's democratization purpose created the most profitable airline in history. Your why isn't just personal fulfillment, it's contribution. Operating from purpose gives others permission to do the same, creating ripple effects beyond your immediate sphere. As Nietzsche observed, "He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how."